Good morning. Welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Scott Jones. I'm coming to you this morning from my study here at the church. And as I was pondering what to share with you this morning, I've continued to reflect on the musical that Robin and I attended this last weekend, and a number of you have seen as well. We actually watched a video version of that very same musical last night on Apple TV. If you have it, it's available. The recording from Broadway, of Come From Away, which is the musical. I should probably let you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that the story Come From Away tells the story of Gander, Newfoundland, where the people in that small community of 9,000 to 10,000 people received as many as 7,000 passengers from 38 airplanes that landed there on 9/11 in 2001. The airspace in the United States was closed after the act of terrorism here, and so the people of Gander mobilized and received people in not only into their community, but in many instances into their home as they waited for the airspace to be reopened and their planes to be cleared to take off from their airport there. Normally 6 to 8 airplanes a day were scheduled to land in Gander, and that day 38 landed and the passengers stayed. Quite an imposition, but also quite an opportunity for hospitality as the people of Gander shared. One of the things that strikes me about the musical and the telling of that story is that the musical itself is performed by 12 actors, 6 men, 6 women, who each play multiple roles. So there's no clear lead or clear male or female lead. All of them work together to tell this story about a community that worked together to do something together that individually they never would have been able to accomplish. And that is to provide hospitality, to welcome strangers into their community, literally into their homes. And they pooled resources in those days. They worked together. They worked tirelessly. They supported one another. And in that time, in those acts and or expressions of hospitality, they grew together as a community, and they grew in their relationship with these people who had come into their community as strangers, who became friends, and in some instances, nearly family, as some of the people, the plain people as they're referred to, have returned to Gander multiple times since 9/11/2001. So I think that story does a great job of illustrating how we can do more together than we can ever do alone, and how when we work together and help meet the needs of our neighbors, that relationships can be developed and grow and strengthened. And that's part of our mission here at Ascension Lutheran Church, and we've been talking a lot about it this fall. It brought to mind for me a couple of verses from Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Let us think about how we can encourage one another to share love and to support one another. We do so by not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as we see the day approaching. We do these things in community because together we can do much more than any of us could do on our own. And in community, as we gather together in service and in witness, we not only demonstrate the love of Christ, but we become the body of Christ, the mere presence of Christ in our community. And that's the challenge, I think, for us as we together respond to the word, as we together respond to the blessings we've received by being blessings to one another. We've been really focused on that this fall. We, this past weekend, had a number of opportunities to gather in the community, to be a presence in the community, to become known in the community. And that kind of culminated on this past Sunday, this Sunday Fun Day here at Rush Park. And what a pleasure it was to be able to have a booth there to help meet the physical needs of the dogs who were brought to the park that day, and by providing them water and treats, but also to get to know our neighbors and engage them in conversation, that we might become known to them and they in turn might become known to us. So friends, let us not neglect to meet together, to be a community together, to be the body of Christ here in this community where we have the privilege of worshiping together and serving together. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.